from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very excited to be here with you on this wonderful Wednesday. We have a lot to get into. We don't have a lot of time. This is how I would like to finish the 4 o'clock hour, and then we'll do something different in the 5 o'clock hour. Rob, why don't we answer the question that Vern just threw out there in the postgame show? So the Royals once again beat up on the Chicago White Sox. They are better than any team in Major League Baseball at absolutely pounding the White Sox every single time that they have seen them. They are done playing the White Sox this year. They played them 13 times. They won 12 of those games. You cannot be much better against one team than the Royals were this year against the Chicago White Sox. I don't want to get to that part. In fact, I don't even really want to talk about that until tomorrow. The Royals swept the series. The Royals have a 2-game lead right now in the wild card race. We don't need to focus in on, hey, the White Sox are over, or what are they going to look like? We got time to do that tomorrow. Why don't we answer the question that Vern just threw out there in the postgame show? Who is going to be the most important Royal the final 2 months of the season? Let's remove Bobby Witt Jr. for very obvious reasons. This is the answer. I think it's Lucas Urshag. We got a chance to see in a very small sample today. You got to see the vision of J.J. Piccolo and exactly why they went out there and traded for him. You can see why there was a legitimate market for him and how the Royals added something that they did not have. The strikeout that he had today. They do not have a reliever aside from good James MacArthur. And it's been a minute since we've seen that you think is capable of coming in and making that pitch and making that in that spot. So if you're asking me today, hey, you got to pick one Royal down the stretch, I think the answer is Lucas Urshag. I think he could be the remedy to a lot of the problems that they potentially have. And I think most people would agree if they're going to be able to hold off the Red Sox, if they're going to be able to hold off either Seattle or Houston, whoever comes out of the West, if they're going to be able to maybe catch Minnesota and surpass Minnesota, you are going to have to do that with some confidence in your back end and in your bullpen down the stretch. You got really big games and really important series coming up over the course of the next 2 months. You got the Red Sox here coming up in about 5 days. You got the Phillies coming to town. You still have 7 games against the Cleveland Guardians. So it is now go time for the Kansas City Royals. We talk about how baseball is a marathon, not a sprint. We are getting very close to the sprint portion of the baseball season. And you're going to need to have some confidence in your bullpen. We can think of games over the course of the last 2 weeks that the Royals potentially win if they have more trust and more confidence in their bullpen. I think you got a chance to see today why Pecola and the front office were so high on Ursaeg, why they went out there and acquired him, and how he can be the difference between this team making and missing the postseason. So to answer Vern's question, mine would be Lucas Ursaeg. Who do you have as the most important Royal not named Bobby Witt Jr. the final 2 months of the season?
Listen, I think the answer is Lucas Ursaeg, but as we've talked about a lot on this show, if I just came on and said, good point, Carrington, up top, high five, not really great content. So I will take the 1B to the answer. I think it's Hunter Renfroe. Carrington, we argued it a lot as we came to the trade deadline. What do the Royals need more, bullpen arm or bat? You were always down on that Royals outfield. And by the way, you had reason to be down on the Royals outfield. There was a time this year where MJ Melendez wasn't hitting his weight. Hunter Renfroe at one point this season was giving you nothing. Kyle Isbell was a good defender but has always been light hitting. It had been a rough stretch in the outfield, and it was a real conversation on this show, Vern's show, Cody and Gold, Fesco's show. Everyone's show was asking, bat or arm, what's the path? They chose arms, which is fine. I think one of the reasons they chose arms and didn't fully address bat is Hunter Renfroe's getting hot. Hunter Renfroe's looking a lot more like the guy they added this offseason than the guy they had been getting. The production is looking more like that of an everyday major league player. And if suddenly your offense goes from, we have the best player in the sport, potentially, in Bobby Witt, we have potentially a triple-digit RBI guy in Pasquantino, and we have Salvador Perez, that's a solid start. If you can add in another viable bat, if you can add in another spot in the lineup, excuse me, that has a little punch, suddenly the lineup gets longer. And we both know from postseason baseball in Kansas City, having just three viable options in your lineup isn't going to do great in October if the Royals are to make it to October. You're not going to win a lot of postseason games because Bobby Witt is awesome. He gets four at-bats a game. You're going to need more, especially from the bottom end of that lineup. And Hunter Renfroe is playing better baseball of late. It is lengthening that lineup. And I think as the offense comes back to life, we can circle Hunter Renfroe as one of the reasons why. So I agree with you. Ursaeg's the answer. But if you ask me who's number two, it's Hunter Renfroe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at their lineup over the last couple of days. We don't got to talk about Bobby Witt Jr. yet. We'll do that coming up at 5 o'clock. I mean, he just put together one of the best months that we have seen in Royals history. I'll get you the number. Mikel Garcia, Salvador Perez, Vinny Pasquantino. I mean, MJ Melendez has continued to disappoint so far this year. You're right about Hunter Renfroe. He's starting to figure things out. You do feel a little bit of confidence with their lineup at least the rest of the way. I don't want to dive too deep into this because I want to do it more tomorrow, but today to me is, you know how there's like phases of a season, you know, how we wanted this team to get through the first month of the season and not drown themselves prior to Memorial Day. Then we were looking toward the All-Star break, the trade deadline. The trade deadline is passed and they don't have any more games against the White Sox to support this team anymore. This feels like the official start of the stretch run. Look at the teams that you play, especially in comparison to the teams that you are fighting for position in the American League wildcard race. There is no more margin for error. To quote Apollo Creed from Rocky III, there is no tomorrow. It is go time. And if you're going to be able to hold off these teams, you're right. One of these two things is going to have to happen because at some point, Bobby Witt Jr. cools off. He is on a stretch right now that it is impossible for him to keep this up for the next 60 games, what he has been able to do. Who's going to be able to pick up that slack when he takes a dip just a little bit? And can you find more consistency and dependability in the back half of that bullpen? That's why yesterday when we had multiple guests on, I asked him, hey, how would you handle the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning? Because against the Red Sox, you're going to have a 4-2 lead heading into the 7th inning. That can't be a game that you lose. You lost that game to the Arizona Diamondbacks a couple weeks ago. You're going to have that game against the Cleveland Guardians. You're going to have that game against the Phillies. You're going to have a really important spot where you're going to need somebody else to come up big that's not Bobby Witt Jr., who potentially saved you from the fire from only winning 2 or 3 games in this series. You're also going to need a little bit of dependability in that 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. And over the course of the last 3 weeks, they just haven't found that.
I would also say another name to keep an eye on as far as the guy is Brady Singer. Like, It is something that I have pushed back the notion of, but it is noteworthy. Seth Lugo is hurtling toward the most innings in his career. Michael Wacha is hurtling toward the most innings in his career since 2017. Cole Reagans is hurtling toward a season with the most innings in his career. Just the natural attrition of baseball, as those guys pitch more innings than they ever have, you know what happens? They regress a little bit. Do you know who has not regressed? Brady Singer. And because Seth Lugo's been so awesome, and because Cole Reagans is a strikeout machine, we don't talk a lot about Brady Singer, but I can make the argument today that the postseason started tomorrow. He should be your opening game starter, because I believe I heard Vern say on the postgame show, his ERA is 2.88. Brady Singer is also part of this conversation because he's the unsung hero who is continuing to churn out quality start after quality start after quality start for that rotation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.